turn with this morning, the 28th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, for a few thoughts. Got our old president buried this week. I was glad that he was such a simple man that it just took a week. If he hadn't been so humble, it might have took a whole month to have got him buried, hauled him all over the United States. And they praised him to no end. But I'm old enough to remember that it wasn't always so. He had to die to get that high up, yeah. 28th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. Moses had read to him the whole law and give them, especially the cursings. And he's going to repeat that then. Must have been some reason for it. He's going to tell it to them again, the blessings and the cursings. It might stress upon them, I believe, the importance of keeping the law. For it is holy, and the Lord that give it is holy. And that's the only thing that man can base any holiness upon, is those things of God. Outside of that is nothing. I'd like to read verses here 1 through 14, then we'll back up and look at a couple of minutes. Shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of thy God to observe and do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shalt thou be, shalt be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, and the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shalt thou be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face, and they shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. Going to be a lot of confusion. They're going to just scatter when they run into the Lord. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee and thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thine hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. And the Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain unto the land in his season, and to bless all the work of thy hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord our God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods, to serve them. The Lord has given all these things, and each time that he gives a blessing, he also has caution. It's all based upon your service. You must do these things. We're a challenge nowadays that you're not saved by works. But we know surely and simply that salvation brings on good works. So all these things must be done. We know that we can't reach perfection in any of them. And there has been the most holy man couldn't keep the whole law. But he was challenged to try. Work out your own salvation. So he gives all of these things that we must do, and he gives the blessings. And then when I thought upon these things, the Lord himself is the blessing. Right. We're coming in this Christmas season, Paul is just commenting on it. The blessing, that was the blessing. 15th chapter of the book of Genesis, Abram was told that the Lord would be his blessing. That's your great reward, is God. So that is the blessing, and he blesses the whole earth. We sing peace on earth. Yeah, we have some of it. And that is the blessing of God. Outside of that, it'd just be total turmoil. Matter of fact, man would absolutely just wipe himself out. That's how serious it is. If God had not blessed this world, if he had not reigned over it, if he does not reign over it, all will perish. And that, I don't know if you ever thought about that, about how that man would rise up one against the other. And we have enough of it that we have the example that nation has risen up against nation over and over and over. And man has risen up against one another. Cain slew Abel. And it had never changed. It's all the same. But the blessings of God, we're told, are for his people. The promise was to Abraham and the whole world. I'm going to bless you, and I'm going to bless the world. So we're coming in this season when we know about that blessing, that special blessing that has come upon us. We know back in verse 9, if you look back there a minute, said the Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. So it's going to be the Lord that establishes people. That's the primary blessing. It's not going to be left to man's ways. It's not going to be left to if. He's always putting that if. If you keep the commandments, these blessings are coming. But this one thing is for sure. Lord, it's going to establish a people. It's going to be his people, and he's going to be their God. And all the people of the earth, they're going to see it. And it's going to be a testimony to the whole world. This blessing is going to be a testimony unto the whole world. It comes from the Lord our God and no other thing. I thought upon these things. There must be a work. Verse 12, he said, the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure. The heaven shall give the rain unto the land in its season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. Well, there must be a work. Do these things and live. I've thought on that often. The commandment is simple. Just do these things and live. And all the blessings will come upon you. And then we look at it, and sometimes we kind of wonder at these things, but we know that the Lord is always blessing his people. He has set this people aside. He's called them out. This is his people. And the blessing is going to come up on them. In Psalms, the 36th chapter. In verse 5, he said, thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reaches unto the clouds. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains, and thy judgments are a great deep. O Lord, thou preservest man and beast. So the Lord has set all things in motion. He rules over all things. It doesn't matter whether it's man or beast. He sees that all these things go as he has ordained them to from the very foundation of the world. He planted man upon the earth. He planted an animal upon the earth. Give man rule over him, and he rules over all things. But he preserves all of these things. No matter how man tries, he can't destroy. They're worried now, have been a long time, worried about man destroying the world. No. There's a blessing in it. Always a blessing in the world, but especially for his people. But the Lord blesses. The only difference is one that sees it as a blessing and the other sees it as a curse. And he curses God because of it. He can't destroy this earth. There's going to be seed time and harvest until the very end. There may be some bad times in there. There may be some blessing and some cursing in there. But it will all be of Lord, whether it be blessing or whether it be curse. It's all of Lord. Thy judgments are deep, great deep, O Lord, thou preservest man and beast. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. You know, when I thought on these things, all of them somehow, they do trust some in the powers of God. Else they'd all commit suicide, I believe. He's in the minds of all men. They don't all acknowledge him. But he does lead all men. Looks over the beast and the man alike. We read where not even a sparrow falls out of the sky. He don't know it. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house. And thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy plenty, of thy pleasures. For with thee is the fountain of life. In that light shall we see light. O continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart. Let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked remove me. Lord, continue to do your work. You have set these things in order, and that's our prayer, that you would continue with all mankind, but especially unto those that are your children. In Psalms 145, then, in verse 1, I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and great to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. And I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of their terrible acts. And I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. So I read this and I thought, I don't know why it just come to me about amazing grace. Everybody sings. Especially all the singers. Every one of them has got to record amazing grace. The whole world sings it. But it doesn't have any effect on them. Huh? Yeah, oh yeah. They all do it. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and slow of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord's good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Good to all. Listen, there's always blessing to all men and everything. There's a blessing. And thy work shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the souls of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth, holdeth all that fall, and raiseth up all those that bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thy hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. Here's that, or if. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and forever. The Lord is gracious unto all. And in loving kindness, he is especially gracious unto his people. In chapter 37 of Psalms, in verse 22, said, "For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they shall be cursed, they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his ways. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. And I have been young, and now I am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever, and the mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. And the law of his God is in his heart, and none of his steps shall slide. The wicked watches the righteous and seeketh the slain. The Lord will not leave him in his hand nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it." I thought on these things this week and how the blessings come upon the whole land, and then especially upon his people, and then the age-old question comes up. Well, seem like sometimes the Lord's people suffer more chastisement and more hardships and more things than wicked. And it's been a question forever. Well, if you're all in the boat and the boat goes down, what about that? Lord hadn't taken care of his people. That's the connotation that they give. Well, look at him. Old boy over there, the old church going boy, and he's down and out. And then the guy that's up and going, James talks about it. He thinks that the Lord is blessing him. So we got a little problem. When it's all mingled together, and it looked like that worse things are happening to the people of God than the unrighteous, then they begin to question that. And it's a bigger question than sometimes we realize. One thing, if a fella's doing good, he's up going, he begins to think, "I've done it." When the man that is chastised of the Lord and he understands it's the hand of the Lord that is having judgment upon him, Then he begins to wonder also. But we have the surety that's in the Lord himself and in his word, I'm going to bless my people. I'm going to call me out a people, and they're going to be my people, and I'm going to be their God. And certainly then we remember, we mentioned it again last week, and Paul has mentioned it many times, that certainly judgment must begin at the house of the Lord. So his people, they're judged, and other people, they judge. That's the difference. Judgment is in the hands of the Lord, as well as the blessings. So we'd say, well, be careful when you think that the Lord is blessing, he may not be blessing, he may be cursing. Won't go over in the 11th chapter of the book of Zechariah, he's talking about fattening them up for the slaughter. So most often, that's what's happening. When a man gets fat and built up, like Jesse were on, when he gets fat and built up, he kicks. And it turns out that the blessing has ceased and the curse has begun. So we ought to be careful to judge if it be the hand of the Lord. And understand that the blessings sometimes that we think are blessings are not blessings at all, but are curses. And we see it with Israel over and over and over. They were fattened up. Lord, give them bountiful things. And all people say, well, it must be blessing. Look at our nation. We're doing so good. We're so powerful. And we got all the money, and we're just wonderful. And it's the blessing of the Lord. And I say, no, it may be the fattening up for the slaughter. And certainly that is so. Because the blessing of the Lord, more often than other things, it is the judgment of the Lord that falls. And if man be of the Lord, he'll see it as his correction. And he'll take heed and turn, not turn to the right or to the left, but stay in the middle road. Serve the Lord with all your heart, all your mind, every day. Isn't any turning back. Lord is going to save his people. So it may be the chastisement is the biggest blessing ever.
Dorothy and I have been talking about that some this week. God, in one way or another, takes away all of earth's vanity from us. He may do it through the chastisement where the earth, the world, and everything that it represents is all around us, and yet it will not affect us. Another way, though, is that he may literally, physically, take the world away from people. He has done that many, many times to his people over the centuries. He's left them with nothing but himself. But is that enough? Yes, it certainly is. He that hath God hath all things, everything. There is nothing that he lacks. And more as we go through these years, whether we remain to the coming of the Lord or not, it would appear that there's everything that God is doing today is removing from the hearts of his people, at least, all of these things that to the natural man, the carnal man, appears to be blessings, and to the spiritual man, he understands them as curses. But in doing that, he is blessing his people. One of those great, great, wonderful paradoxes. Man sees it one way, God sees it another. And the flesh sees it one way, and the spirit sees it another. But God will bless his people for Jesus' sake. He will. It's not a question of whether he will or not, or whether he might. All the promises of God in Christ Jesus are yea and amen unto the glory of God through Jesus Christ.